Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother, for praying for me. Isaiah 5, verse number 14. Isaiah 5, verse 14. I'd ask today if you would do me a special favor, at all possible, if you could keep your seats and attention to the Word of God today. And very important hour that we're entering in. Isaiah 5, verse 14, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. The mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled. And the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. And God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner. The waste places of the fat ones shall strangers eat. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin, as it were, with a cart rope, that say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. Let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for a good place to go to church today. Thank you for the Word of God that's still right, still relevant in this day and hour. Help us to preach this morning. God, I'm a needy preacher, and I pray that you'd awaken souls today. You'd take the Word of God and you'd convict, of which it takes you to do that. God, not only would you convict, but God, would you convince this morning the need of a Savior in this place. God, would you not only convict and convince, but oh God, would you convert this morning? Would you reach out and do something for somebody that they can't do for theirself? Help us now. Help our great nation. God, we pray for our community. I pray, Lord, that you would keep us safe. I pray for all of our families this morning. Dear God, that you would help us in these days. Help us to stand true to the Word of God. I need your help and your touch. Would you help me now? In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen. And amen. I'm interested this morning in a Bible text of Isaiah 5 and verse number 14, where the Bible says, therefore hell hath enlarged herself. I want to preach on this thought this morning on hell is getting bigger every day. Hell is getting bigger every day. The Bible tells us that God created hell for the devil and his angel. I've heard somebody say, how could a God of this Bible that says he's a God of love allow me to die and go to hell? God don't make that choice to put you in hell. You make your own choice to die and go to hell in your sins. For there is no other way to heaven except by the way of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the way of Calvary's cross. For he shed blood for all mankind, and a person must look toward Calvary and be saved by the grace of God. This morning, hell is getting bigger every day. I ask you this question, why? Why is hell getting bigger every day? The Bible says, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. I want you to turn in your Bibles now over to the right in Luke chapter number 16. I want to share a few thoughts out of this passage of Scripture today, and then I want to give an invitation. I want to say that this invitation goes out across the building today. If you know not Christ, I don't know of a better day to trust Jesus to save me. I still believe in old-fashioned preaching. I still believe the Word of God is right. I still believe it's one way to heaven, that is by the blood of Jesus this morning. I still believe that a person must realize they are a sinner, repent of their sins, and come to Christ. I believe the Holy Spirit would do a work in you today if you'd trust God's darling Son by that of faith today. Preacher, why has hell enlarged herself? Young people, I want to say this morning, you look at your man of God. If you don't trust Christ, there's going to be a time that God starts to knock on your heart. At that time, you've got to access the faith that He's given you to believe upon the Son of God. Older person, you're riding a church bench right into a devil's hell if you've never been saved by the grace of God. There is no respecter of persons. We all must come to Calvary's cross by the blood of God's darling Son. Now I ask you this question. Why is hell getting bigger every day? The word hell has become a common vernacular in the English language. But I will tell you this morning, the hell of this Bible, America don't realize the magnitude of what it really means. And I want to say the reason hell hath enlarged herself. Matter of fact, hell is bigger today than it was yesterday. You know why? Because people died without Jesus through the night and this morning. And now they find themselves in a devil hell without God in the blackness of their sin. Now, hell hath enlarged herself, number one, in verse 19 of Luke 16, because of the unconcerned. You'll notice this, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus that was laid at his gate full of sores and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. And this morning I believe hell is enlarging herself because of the unconcerned. You'll notice in verse 19 there was a certain rich man, and I'm going to tell you, his money didn't put him in hell. He went to hell because he didn't believe in God. Now, he was a rich man. He fared sumptuously every day. He lived a lifestyle that he did not need God. We live in a society. Young people, many of your schoolmates lead a life that they don't need God. But the greatest day in my life is when I realized that I needed God, and He saved me by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to tell you, hell has got bigger today because of the unconcerned. Are you concerned, sir? If time allows, and I'm your preacher, you pass, your family's going to call me to do your service. I want to ask you today, are you saved by the grace of God? I'm not asking you, have you joined the church? I'm not asking you, are you a good person? Because the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. I want to ask you, have you been born again by the grace of God? Because if not, hell will be your home according to this Bible. I want to say people are very unconcerned today. Don't be unconcerned. You better get concerned about your eternity. Now, I want to say this. Hell is getting bigger today because the unconcerned. Number two, I believe hell is getting bigger today because of the unexpected. In verse 22, you know what happened? He died. You listen to me. You're going to die. I'm going to die. Young people, you're going to die someday. And something that comes with a territory that God called me in one day is the thing that I even have to bury children, and that's not a happy time in my life. You listen to me, young people. Teenagers, you listen to me. You're going to meet God. And you better know His Son. Older people, you better listen to this Bible this morning. Hell is a real place. Eternity is forever. The man that died this morning, most didn't expect to die this morning. I believe hell is getting bigger because of the unexpected. I hear this a lot. Preacher, I'm going to live a long time. What if you don't? He died. He was doing good. I don't know if he turned sick. I don't know. It's many people that leave out in car wrecks. As Brother David said today, in our country and nation, children's innocent lives are taken by guilty hands. But let me tell you, that don't free you up with God. You've got to believe in His Son. The unexpected. There's many people expected to wake up this morning and didn't. Just because you're 50 years old don't mean you'll make it to 70. Just because you're 14, 15, 16 years old don't mean you're going to live to 55 years old. One of the most devastating things that's happened in our life was my brother. My brother was a man of health. He was my age at 55 years old. Got to hurt him, went to the doctor. Doctor turned and looked at him. He said, "You may have 3 months to live." He had a warning. You may not have a warning. We got some of the greatest kids. Our vacation Bible school, we had over 80 kids a night. If there's ever been a time at Brother Joe that God's turned a light on me, it was in Bible school. There's a generation coming up that better be hearing a preacher preach about hell, and there's one way to heaven, and that is by the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Sir, what kind of preacher would I be if you died without God? Never been saved by the grace of God, and I didn't warn you about fleeing a hell to come. What kind of preacher would I be? Young man, I don't care what you've done. I don't care how long you've been doing it. The blood of Jesus can wash you clean this morning. Ma'am, I don't care who you've been with. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've stole. The blood of Jesus can wash you clean this morning. Young man, I don't care how mean you are. I don't care how many lies you've told. I don't care how much you've stole. The blood of Jesus, God's Son, can wash you clean and free you and give you eternal life this morning. The unexpected. Brother Jamie had a young man in his church last Saturday in the car of his brother and sister, saved young'uns. Got hit head on out here on 100 north of this church. Didn't know if he'd make it or not. Every time them life flight choppers I see fly over my house, you know what I think? Is my phone fixing to ring? Is that one of our members? Is that one of my family? Whose family is it in that chopper? camp meeting night. Many of you remember my brother-in-law, Renee's brother, down here in McIntyre Curve, a drunk driver hit him head-on and killed him that night. Death is no respecter of three children left behind. Death is no respecter of good mom and daddies. Death is no respecter of having a good preacher in a good church. You don't know, but what you can know, you can be saved this morning. That's what I can know. I don't know when I'm leaving, I just know how I'm leaving. Saved by the grace of God. There's some of you here, the devil's tell you you've done too much. Let me tell you, you're listening to a preacher this morning that's done things I'm embarrassed of. I've done things I thank God I didn't get caught. But one day God knocked on my heart and showed me who I was and where I was headed. Now I cried out by simple faith, God saved me. And guess what? He saved me. It works. Hell's getting bigger because the unconcerned. Hell's getting bigger because the unexpected. Verse 23, hell's getting bigger because the unwise. The Bible said, in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, as if Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. What happened? This man just died. I don't know how he died, but he died. And he met God and he didn't know his son and he went to hell. And there's no in between. And what the Roman Catholic Church is preaching is out of hell. There is no purgatory. You don't pray your people in heaven. If you die without Jesus, in hell you'll lift your eyes. The unwise. Jesus said something. Mark 8:34. He said, when he had called the people unto him, the disciples, he said to them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's of the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angel. I believe hell's got bigger because of the unwise. Mom and daddies, the greatest thing that you could ever accomplish is this, if your children got saved. That's the greatest single thing that you could ever instill in your children is the Lord Jesus Christ and the local church that would save their life. I'm all for having fun. I'm all for kids and sports and doing that they need to do. But let me tell you, priority. Priority is being saved by Jesus Christ. The unwise. Verse 24, the unsaved. You die lost, you go to hell. It's no in between. Here the rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. Immediately process. No holding place. I tell you also, there's the unquenched. Verse 24. He cried, said, Father Abraham, look, he cried for mercy, but it was too late to cry for mercy. Why? Because he's in hell. You don't cry your way out of hell. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. Hollywood, America. I've noticed how they love to promote spooks and goblins and haints and demons. Let me tell you, there's not one in Hollywood, there's not one in Bowden, Georgia, that ever went to died and went to hell and laughed about it. He said, I'm tormented in this flame. Let me tell you, God takes His Son for real. God put His Son on a cross for you that you could live. You reject that, you die and go to hell. No in between. I believe young children are safe. Psalmist David said a verse in the Bible. David sinned with Bathsheba. God came and took that child from him. David wept in sackcloth and ashes. This is what David said. They said, David, why are you crying? Now you've got up and you're worshiping. What are you thinking? He said, it's this. He said, he can't come to where I am, but I can go to where he is. That's a divine peace for me about my young children and your young children. But young children, you're going to reach an age of accountability. I don't know what that age is, but God will show it to you. And at that time, you've got to respond by faith to God. Sir, you really think you're going to walk up to God and He's going to let you in heaven because you're a good person? The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. Our goodness is as filthy rags in the eyes of God. He put His Son on a cross to shed His blood, and any righteousness we have is on account of His darling Son that lives in us. When God sees me, He no longer sees my sin, He sees His Son. That's an amazing thing. It's called the righteousness of God. It's an amazing thing what faith does. I want to say this morning that hell has got bigger last night. Because of the unwise, because of the unsaved, because of the unquenched, hell will never burn out. Fire is one of the most devastating things that I've ever handled in all my life. It brings a pain like nothing else. Verse 26, I tell you another reason why hell's got bigger last night and this morning, because the unreturning. You don't get a second chance. The Bible said this in verse 26, and beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to me and would come from thence. Once you die and go to hell, your chance is over. No second chances in hell. But God's give you a lot of chances. Give me a lot of chances. And I say, thank you, Lord. When the choir sings, we may have people here saying, why does people get happy? I thank God He got me out of hell one day. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God's done a lot for us that we're saved by grace through faith. It's an amazing thing that Jesus took my place as wicked and wretched as I was. I was meaner than the devil's kid himself. But God reached down by His mercy. Let me hear the gospel story that Jesus said. I'd never heard the gospel till I married Renee Ayers. Been raised in church all my life. I've been taught to do good, do good. But I found out I just couldn't do no good. I wanted to do good, but I couldn't make myself do good. But one day Jesus come, knocked on my heart. I responded to Him by faith, and He moved in me by the Spirit of God, and now He's helped me down life's way. Sure, I make mistakes. But He said if we'd confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. By the great high priest, Jesus Christ.
one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who paid a ransom for all. Hell's bigger this morning because of the unreturning. You die and go to hell without God, you won't get out. I realize it's a lake of fire at the empty tomb, but let me tell you, you will be abandoned from God for eternity. Any of you ever been to... I want to ask you something this morning, a little interactive this morning. I want you to raise your hand. Anybody been to the beach the last 5 years? I want you to raise your hand with me around the house. Anybody been to the beach the last 5 years? Raise them high. I want to see if you've been to the beach 5 years. Thank you. You remember the sand you walked on? If you took one grain of that sand and you brought it back from Panama City Beach, Florida, and you put it on the roads in Bowden, Georgia, and ever how long it took you to bring one grain of sand off that beach all the way back to Bowden, Georgia, and when you cleared that total beach off, you've not even blinked in eternity. Lord, I've not always done right. I will confess that for my congregation. Lord, my heart's towards You. And I know what You've done for me. And I want to thank You publicly today that You've saved me by Your amazing grace. I want to thank You that You live in me. And when I do wrong, You show me it's wrong. And You lead me to right. And I want to thank You for that this morning. I'm so glad God saved me. Could I ask you this morning? Has God been dealing with your heart? The devil will tell you, well, God won't save you. Then he'll say, wait till next Sunday. Just wait. I wonder how many times the devil told this man to wait. He had life by the tail. He had it going on. But he met God in his sins and he died and went to hell. This morning, the unreturning. Church, I tell you another reason hell's full, because the unreached. Why didn't somebody reach this man? People dying, going to hell all around us. Why ain't we reaching out to them? The Great Commission. Jesus don't want us to sit on the bench and do nothing. He wants us to get the gospel out. Our Samaria first, our community, our homes, our families, our town, and to the uttermost part of the world, our Jerusalem. The unreached. I'm glad somebody cared for me. Anybody know Preacher Elmer Cason? Anybody ever heard that name? Anybody know Preacher Elmer Cason? Preacher Elmer Cason, the Germans had shot his legs out from under him in the war. He came to my trailer one Saturday. And when that old man walked in my house, God walked in with him. I never forgot it. Matter of fact, I got saved the next morning. I'm glad somebody cared about me. Can I tell you, there's been a church built right here to preach the gospel and to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ because we care about you. The unreached. I said this the other day. I'm going to say it again. This will be the third time I've said it. He said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I believe a preacher can repeat himself. I want to say this right here. Do you think for one second if any family in this ministry notified me tonight your child was missing, you couldn't find your child, we would have every authority in this county searching? I'll assure you, I wouldn't go to bed. I'd be with you tonight. I'd be on a four-wheeler. I'd be on something trying to find your child. We'd be walking the woods searching with lights. Mom and Daddy, you got lost children. Have you prayed for them? If you're that concerned when they go missing, what you think about them spending an eternity without God? You're saved, your young'un's lost. You say, Brother Ken, that ain't too good of a sermon to build attendance. I ain't worried about attendance. I'm worried about souls this morning. People's got plenty of places they can go for entertainment. We need preaching. I sat in my recliner this morning. I got up. I was looking over what to preach this morning. The Holy Ghost put something right here for me to preach to sinners this morning. I want to say this because He loves you. Do you understand that? Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you. Sir, do you know that? You just going to walk through God gambling? And this is the thing about it. I've never met a gambler that didn't lose. You may win today, but the odds are stacked against you. Don't gamble with your soul. Ma'am, it's nobody's business what you've done. You know what you've done. But the main thing, you know you're not saved. You need to trust Jesus this morning to save you and wash away all your sins. Because you're not going to heaven without Him. Sir, I don't care how good a man you are. If you've never been saved, hell's going to be your home. Young person, I don't care how good a family you've got. And we got some of the best in the country. If you die and go to hell without Jesus, you won't have a second chance. I believe hell's getting bigger because of the unreturning, the unreached. Verse 29-30, because of the unrepented. Now this is what He said, and I'm done preaching. He gets in hell and He says this. Verse 26, and beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So you can't get out. And we that want to come to you, we can't get to you. He said, I pray thee therefore, Father, thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I've got five brethren. I heard an old man of God preach one time, one in hell and five on the way. You don't hear much preached on hell no more, do you, Brother Jake? This is what he said. When he got to hell, he got a burden for his family. I have five brethren. I wish he'd just go testify on them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said, listen to what he said to him. You better pay attention this morning. They've got Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. He said, they've got a preacher. You better listen to them. I'm going to say this. God respects His men. He said to him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they persuaded though one rose from the dead. I want to say this morning. One of the greatest verses in your Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And here you are. You're in this number this morning. The greatest word in that passage, whosoever. He died for you. Young man, He died for you. Ma'am, He died for you. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There are saints of God in this church. We're going to enjoy heaven together. Brother Mike, Brother David, Miss Sherry, Brother Tim, Miss Brenda. What a day.
I ask Miss Sherry to come this morning. I want Brother David to get us an invitation number today. I want to ask you this question before you stand to your feet, because I'm done preaching. I want you to look.